Welcome to The Shrinking Man Project. The Shrinking Man Project, Episode 30. Oh, my aching back. Hello, folks. Welcome to this week's episode of The Shrinking Man Project. I'm Doc Coleman, and I'm your host. I hope everyone's had a good week. Things have been a little rough around here. I've been having some procrastination issues lately. It's as if some part of me wants to take a vacation from writing. This has made it difficult to get the episodes ready in the past couple weeks. I'm trying to push through it. I guess we'll see how well I do as we move forward. Unfortunately, this means that I won't be doing philosophy today. Sorry about that, everybody.
Off to the scales!
So, while I go off to the scales, I'll leave you to listen to... Oh, crap. I'm out of new promos. Here's a promo that I haven't played before, although I have done a related promo earlier in the show. Summer's a good time for reruns, right?
The Galactic Football League series is available in print for your e-reader and as audiobooks at scottsigler.com/GFL.
He was raised to hate non-humans, taught how to kill the five alien races with his bare hands. Quentin Barnes doesn't want to be a soldier. He wants to be a quarterback, the greatest to have ever played the game. And to be the best, he has to play the best. And the best teams are mixed species, with receivers that jump 25 feet into the air and linebackers that literally want to eat you. In a league that spans light years,
where organized crime runs every franchise,
where football has become so brutal that stats not only track yards and completions,
but dismemberments and death,
Quentin Barnes must learn to lead a team filled with the same races he's been taught to hate.
New York Times bestselling author Scott Sigler presents the Galactic Football League series. Available at Amazon.com and at all formats at scottsigler.com/GFL.
The rookie, the starter, and coming this fall, the all-pro. Scott Sigler's Galactic Football series makes a great read, and the patio book versions make great workout listening on your iPod. Either you want to cheer the Krakens on, or you want to pummel Quentin for being an idiot. Either way, it puts a little fire into your workout.
The weigh-in.
This week, I weighed in at 284 pounds. I am down 1 pound from last week, and down 136 pounds overall. It's nothing to go nuts over, but it is better than being perpetually stuck at the same weight week after week. Hopefully, this will be a downward trend that continues.
The Week in Review.
I started last week well with another 5K walk, but then I had trouble keeping up my momentum. The next day I went to the gym at work, but had a hard time keeping my pace up. On Tuesday I took a break, Wednesday was back at the gym, but still feeling off. Thursday I went swimming at the pool with my wife after work, and found out just how very hard it is to do those laps, especially when you've not been in practice swimming. I think it was a pretty good workout, even if I had to take some long rests in the middle of it. It definitely worked different muscles. But that was it for my week. I missed my last workout. I just couldn't bring myself to work out again. Part of that was because I've been having problems with back pain all week. Normally when I have back issues, the only time I'm not in pain is when my back is fully supported, like when I'm sitting. This time, sitting was agony. Driving to work was absolutely horrendous. Oddly, the only time my back didn't hurt was when I was working out or lying down. But instead of making me more likely to work out, I began to hate the idea of working out because of having to carry my gym bag. Part of the reason that I stopped my workouts at 4 this past week was because I wanted to relieve the stress on my back and let it heal. The other part was because I just hurt all the time and wasn't getting any relief. My forearms were also itching up a storm. I think the longer 5K runs I had done the previous week had overexposed my arms to the sun, and I'd gotten a harsh burn on my forearms and a little on the back of my calves. Both were itching most of the week. I tried a new tactic with my food this past week. Shifted some of my snacks around and started spending more of my weekly points earlier in the week. I think I might have been working somewhat. I ended up getting derailed from my food plan on Friday night when I came home from work intending to do some voice work, and then a thunderstorm hit. I flopped down on the bed and passed out while listening to the rain and thunder. I ended up sleeping the night away and never did get dinner on Friday. Or record the voice work.
Lessons learned.
If it works, it works. Part of the reason I suffered so much back pain was because the normal painkillers I typically take for pain, I'm not allowed to take while I'm on Coumadin. But I could not deal with the pain, so I started taking them anyway, although at a much lower dosage than usual. I know it was stupid, and I should have consulted my doctor first, but it did start relieving the pain and making it more manageable.
Moving forward.
Still playing catch-up. I still have voice work to record and other things to keep going, but I really feel like I need a change of pace. I need to shake things up somehow.
Feedback!
I have done so much procrastinating this past week that I haven't had time to check for feedback, so I will be looking at feedback next week. So now is a great time for you to send me yours. So if you'd like to yell at me for pushing things off again, you can leave comments on the blog at theshrinkingmanproject.com. You can send me an email at doc@theshrinkingmanproject.com. You can send a voicemail to 240-745-5022. You can head over to Facebook and give me some choice words over on the fans of the Shrinking Man Project. You can follow me on Twitter and voice your opinions to @Scalesly. That's Scales, L-E-A. If you've got a promo, please, Lord, send it to me. I seem to have run out, and I thought I had more of them in stock. So I need your promos. Please tell your friends about the podcast. And if you actually like how things are going anyway, then I'd be happy to accept anything you'd care to leave in the tip jar. But above all that, have a good week. Keep losing that weight. See you next time. Bye-bye.
This podcast is copyright 2011 by The Shrinking Man Project. All rights reserved. The Shrinking Man Project is distributed and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 United States license. That means that you're welcome to pass it around, but you can't claim that it's yours, you can't charge money for it, and you can't make changes to the podcast.
The Shrinking Man Project is a Swimming Cat Studios production. For more information and show notes, go to theshrinkingmanproject.com.
Here we go. As always, well, screw that last. Okay. That was rough, but hopefully it's good enough.
Or, in other words, it's crap, but we're going with it anyway.